Judy Rebick supports Rabble because
Rabble's one of the very few spaces anywhere that you get a variety of views. All the new movements that emerged in Canada, whether it was Idle No More, the Maple Spring, the first place they appear is on Rabble.
Thanks, Judy. Just a few reasons to support Rabble.ca. Go to www.rabble.ca/donate.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio. Free.
Visualize. Rehearse your future. When you think about your future, when you think about things that haven't happened yet, how do you think about it? Do you think with fret or worry or apprehension? Do you embrace it and imagine the best that could happen? Do you imagine how you'll be your best friend through all of it? Play the picture in your mind. Focus on the end result. Our job is not to worry about the how, because the how will show up out of the commitment and belief in the what. I like that one because it's true. If you just focus on what it is you're envisioning and let the how just come through, then you can just go, wow, I didn't know how that was going to happen, but wow. How can you become more prosperous? Intend it. Intend it. Intend prosperity. Checks are coming in the mail regularly. That's sort of a little affirmation to put in your mind. Or another thought is change your bank statement to whatever balance you want in there or you imagine in there, and then get behind the feeling of having it. Okay, I think I mentioned this a while ago as an exercise I read about in a book where you set up a fictional ledger, financial ledger. So, okay, down the left-hand side, you have amounts of money across the top in all the heads of all the columns. You have different categories of where that money will be dispersed to. So in the first few days, you would probably have bills that you'd want to pay, monthly bills to account for, donations you'd like to make, gifts you'd like to extend. Okay, so what you do is day one, you mark down $1,000 and then you disperse that across through the categories. Okay, like you got $1,000. What would you do with it? Well, some of it would go into savings, right? And then number two, day two, you get $2,000. Day three, you get $3,000. Day four, you get $4,000. So obviously every day you get that amount times 1,000. So you put that down the column on the left and then each of those days. And I'll tell you, this is an excellent exercise. Change your bank statement to whatever balance you would like to imagine being there. Play with it, allow it, feel it, right? So I did this for, I don't know how many days, like 33 days or something. And by the end of that, I had this incredible total of all the bills that had been paid off. I mean, they were paid off easily, quickly in the first, 10 days or something because of how that all incrementally adds up. And then you have to get more creative because so much of the consciousness is limited. Just get the next bill payment made. Forget about paying it all off in the near future. You're automatically assuming so much limitation. So to do an exercise like this opens the mind to imagine the feeling and the creativity involved in dispersing larger and larger amounts of money. And so by the end of a month even, all the bills are paid off and the amount of charitable donations, of savings, of scholarships, all kinds of things that you really need to get more creative when you get more money involved in that creative process. So I recommend it.